You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOY that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what are orchids? I'm pretty sure you've seen orchids. They're often sold in garden centers and florist shops. Some of the more common types you might have heard of are Dendrobium, Cattleya, or Phalaenopsis. You've probably even eaten orchids. Vanilla is a type of orchid. Now, according to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the orchid family is one of the largest flowering plant families. There could be more than 25,000 orchid species. The family name for orchids is Orchidaceae. This family is related to the plant families, which includes asparagus and hyacinths. Most orchids are found in tropical areas of South America, Africa, and Asia. However, orchids are found all over the world, even as far north as the Arctic Circle and as far south as Patagonia, which is the southern tip of South America. Some of the characteristics of orchids are that they're perennials, meaning they live a long time, more than 1 or 2 years. They have very small seeds. They have a long column in the center where some of the parts of the flower have grown and fused together. And the flower has a lip called a labellum. This lip is important because it acts as a landing platform for insects. The insect lands on the labellum to get the nectar inside that central column. And the reason this is so important for the orchid is because the insect acts as a pollinator, called a pollinating agent. The pollen from one plant attaches to the insect and then gets carried to the next plant for fertilization and reproduction. Another characteristic of orchids is that the flower has what's called bilateral symmetry. This means if you cut the flower in half, there are mirror image left and right sides, but it can only be done from one plane or angle. So, let's try this experiment at home. Get an orchid in bloom from a store and bring it home. Don't worry, you won't need to cut your bloom. Move a string around the flower until you find what looks like an identical left and right side. Once you find that point, lightly tape the string in place. Hold an index card on one side of the string. Then, rapidly, hold it, move it, hold it, move it, to confirm that the two halves really are mirror images and have bilateral symmetry. Well, I've just learned a little bit about orchids. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website, wboi.org.